We're going to head out to Buffalo and be joined by Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. Good morning, Lance. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Ken. How are you this morning?
Doing fine. Thank you for your time, and we'll let you comment about the exciting 38-22 victory over Temple, and after watching the film, talk about the performance by your Bulls.
Well, it's a good win for us, good bounce back week after a disappointing road trip to Liberty. Really proud of our guys. We turned the ball over in the opening series. Temple scores, we really battled back. Freshman kicker to his first attempt, kicks a school tying 52-yard field goal to put us on the board. Jackson Balter did that. And then we were able to capitalize off some turnovers and really kind of take control off of that with some quick scores, and then end the half with a 14-play, 84-yard drive to go up 24-7. So, and then played well in the third quarter, fourth quarter got a little sloppy, and we probably made a little more interesting than it needed to. Gave them a couple scores there, lost an onside kick, but really proud of our guys. And yet at the same time, we got plenty to work on to improve as we get ready to play a good Miami team.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Leipold. Obviously, the four turnovers were exactly what the doctor ordered from a defensive side. Talk about the play of your defense.
Yeah, really, we had just talked about it in the first 3 weeks. We hadn't had an interception, kind of threw the challenge out there again to be a little bit more opportunistic, and our secondary comes up with three. Joey Banks takes one in for a touchdown, but Dev Russell, our pre-Washington, our two corners, each get one and played well as they were tested often. Ladarius Mack with a big strip sack, and we get another fumble recovery in a short field. Probably left it also out of there, Ken, is that they had a bad snap on a punt, and for a big loss that really kind of set up our, a great opportunity for us as well. And that's when momentum really started to capitalize. And for our young team, those are things that we have to, we're looking for them to do and to grow from, is when opportunity comes, take advantage of it. When adversity doesn't go our way, how do we respond? And I thought we answered those things pretty well on Saturday afternoon.
What kind of bounce back game like this mean for your club?
Well, as I told them this morning when we met, is it means a lot if you build off of it. And it was pretty deflating. And we had talked about playing 30 minutes of good football at Penn State, but really the last six quarters we hadn't played well. And really proud of our captains, our leaders on our team, our assistant coaches, for the way they all responded in this game. But as we move forward now, how do we handle the next step in that? But definitely was great to get on the right side of things.
As you transition and look at obviously a Miami opponent this coming Saturday and transition into league play, talk about some of the challenges you'll see from this Miami squad and the uniqueness of both teams having a freshman quarterback leading their offense.
Yeah, that's probably going to be one of the first things I was going to say. It's going to be, two talented young quarterbacks who are getting better each and every week. Brett Gabbert is definitely an impressive young man. You can see he's been around the game, though not at the college level. Great composure, understands things. He's been put into some environments here early in their non-conference schedule. So he's an impressive young man with a very bright future ahead of him. I know a lot of us have challenging non-conference schedules, and probably no one is challenging as what maybe Miami's gone under this year. Can't be fooled by the record by any stretch. They've gone in and played some good football at some good places. Very talented. Great respect for Chuck Martin and his staff, as we know. The success that they've had, and they've recruited as well as anybody over the course of their time there, and they have plenty of talented athletes. You could see that they're probably getting guys healthy for conference play, and by no means was the score Saturday anywhere near the indicative of the talent that they have and what they'll be putting on the field on Saturday. So it's going to take a great week of preparation. It's always challenging to get road wins, and when you play a team, we had a great game with them last year. It was kind of a shootout, and we were fortunate to get on the right side of that one, but we know it'll be even more difficult going down there.
Jarrett Patterson and his performance against Temple. Just talk about his 133 yards and two scores.
Yeah, great effort by Jarrett again. I thought our offensive line played very well. Jarrett's been a workhorse for us, and you know, for us to, you know, we felt especially after the last six quarters going into the game that we're going to need to control the ball some, try to shorten the game down a little bit on Temple. And control time of possession, and you know, Jarrett was a big part of doing it. We've asked a lot of him and do a lot of different things, and we'll continue to do so. And again, a guy who does everything you ask. You know, he's only a sophomore. He's a captain. He takes great care of himself. Does it the right way on and off the field. And again, real happy and proud of his performance.
Let's go to our next question for Coach Leipold.
Our next question comes from the line of Rachel Linzo with the Buffalo News.
Hi, Lance. You've got back-to-back MAC East games to open your conference slate. You know, how valuable will these two games be to kind of, you know, set the tone for the remainder of your MAC schedule?
Well, as always, we want to stay one game at a time, but I'd be amiss to say that I didn't, you know, to see the, you know, the two opponents to start conference play was eye-opening when in the spring, and it's going to be challenging. And as I kind of mentioned, or some other things I said to our team this morning, I think if this team continues to grow and develop, we can play with anyone, but if we're not ready to play, like we were essentially went to Liberty, that everybody on our schedule can beat us and will if we don't have the proper preparation and mindset. So going down to Oxford, you know, again, it's going to be a challenge, and that's a really good football team. And the thing about Coach Martin and his staff is they've always had a similar type non-conference schedule each and every year, but he's always had his team ready for conference play, and they've always played well.
Thanks, Lance.
Well, Lance, thank you for your time. Congratulations on the big victory over Temple. We'll let you get back to preparation for Miami and wish you best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Sounds great, Ken. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lance. Again, for Lance Leipold and the Buffalo Bulls, coming off that 38-22 victory over Temple in that contest, running back Jarrett Patterson, 133 yards and two touchdowns, and defensively Buffalo creating four turnovers, which led to 21 points in that victory. For Buffalo, they will be on the road this coming Saturday, September 28th, at Miami with a noon Eastern kickoff, and that game available on ESPNU.